Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Pause Portal. I think I'm calling this season two. And I'm calling it season two because I feel like the next few episodes are going to be a theme on a diagnosis I received a few weeks ago. As of right now, it's September 3rd, 2025, and the episode that's about to play was just recorded on August 30th. And I just wanted to give that little content warning, you know, that this is talking about something, vulnerable for me and my partner. So we're just kind of talking through our process, our processing. And I guess my desire is to talk about these things because it really helps to ground me through the anxiety that one tends to experience while navigating the body. So I'll just leave it at that. Thanks for being here. I suppose I can explain to us. This is an attempt to make real the actions I wish to implement in my life, I've been in a very uncomfortable and chaotic space for a couple months, and I think that something that's been coming to my heart and mind recently has been the essence of kind of feeling like a hypocrite in regards to my spirituality, and being like, given the difficult time that I've been going through, to completely collapse myself into fear would not be a good use of my almost entire life practice in spirituality. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, to be clearer with that out loud, it is very vulnerable for me to say out loud too what I've been going through, I guess. It's almost like I'm saying it to like myself in general as well, because I think I still dance around it, but I was given a diagnosis of cervical cancer, and it began with just discomfort in general in my genitals. And that was, you know, a challenging enough time because it was affecting my intimacy and my own comfort in my own body. And then this led to, you know, other tests and things, and fast forward to a couple months later, the doctor is telling me that the best way to go about things is to have a hysterectomy. And to give more background on that, all of this is coming on the tail end of Chris and I, my partner, going to our respective families' homes for my birthday. And we had a really beautiful time, and kind of came to the place of being like, I think we would like to have a baby. And then all this stuff happened. So the timing has been, you know, what you would call ironic, but maybe it's not. Maybe all of these things are emerging at once by design. And I guess, like, where I've been for the past few days is, you know, I'm somebody that immerses themselves with a trillion podcasts and books and stuff, and even in the process of digesting all this, like, experience, it has led me to go even deeper into certain aspects of spiritual study. I've been looking into all the favorite old white dudes. Michael Singer, Eckhart Tolle. Who else is your... What's your other guy? Adi Ashanti. good old Richard Rudd, Gene Keys and stuff. But it's really brought me to a place of some refinement on my own spiritual practice, and honestly, if I think about it now, like my life's work in Gene Keys, which is the shadow of superficiality, and then the gift is self-assurance, city is presence, but the superficiality aspect has been kind of coming up loud in a very, like, whoa, I didn't even know, you know, like reading about these people's experience in their awakening and the continued awakening of that, you know, not just like having one experience and being kind of changed, but having an ongoing experience and continuing to be teachers of that. I'm finding that, like, you know, and I'm not going to discount myself either, you know, I'm just a human growing up like everybody else. But this one feels like a significant growth spurt, also on the tail of turning 40, to look at how, like, my meditation practice, for one thing, you know, and be like, wow, I've never quite successfully, I guess, you know, been in that place that Michael Singer talks about, you know, of, like, being able to fall behind that one, which is observing, you know, or experiencing, rather. And, you know, these are very, I think, elementary things in the realms of meditation. I've just been taking it more deeply, and that has been to be like medicine for me, though, because the anxiety had been nearly unbearable. And of course, I know there's, like, so many other people in the world dealing with, like, way scarier things, you know, things that could possibly kill them, and, like, I don't need to name all the other atrocities in the world, but, you know, when it's happening in your own body.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Body, it hits different, slaps differently, and it's hard to not become so, like, self-obsessed, I guess, you know? And it has been doing something to me where, I mean, as much as this all sucks, there's always this ability to see, like, the goodness that's coming out of this, you know? I am taking really good care of myself. You know, I'm sober. I can hardly handle coffee anymore. Drinking lots of matcha. Really good. I'm on the AHCC supplement, turkey tail, all those things. But on top of like all the things that you can consume, stress and anxiety are bonkers and can really be a huge detriment to your health, from what I have learned over the past few months. But how's these past few months been for you?
Oh man, what a whirlwind. So yeah, we went to Virginia and Cleveland and just had like a really nice time. When we were in Virginia, we took that walk at sunset and ate some mushrooms, and it was just this really magical time. Like,
it was a microdose too, but like it was
a microdose. But yeah, it was that was
not a microdose.
It was like one of the strongest mushroom trips I've
had. Yeah, I think we kind of decided it must have been set and setting, like just the environment of being in a place that was so the air was just so nice in Charlottesville, and we're just walking on quartz crystal, essentially.
Yeah.
Surrounded by green, and like the contrast of that between Los Angeles to there is like
just the
paradise.
Air quality. Like, we didn't. I think we took like an hour long walk and didn't even see a car on this road. At some point, Roxanne was like, "Do you want to have kids?" I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I do.
We were like walking in the door just full of delight, you know, and like giggles and stuff. So much clarity was coming through where I was just like, man, this is a person I really love, you know, and this is the first time I've, you know, felt that kind of comfort and stability and freedom to be myself, you know. I'm not getting activated in ways that I feel like I got a mask or something, you know. And I do remember, like, just hearing, like, some voice, you know, just telling me, like, yeah, with Chris, things feel possible. You know, like, it just feels like there's lots of possibilities here. And so then when I said, do you want kids, it was your head just, like, snapped to me, like, do you? And I was like, I ask you first. And you're like, yeah, I do. But if you asked me a week ago, I don't think I would have said yes, you know?
Yeah, it was really as if, like, I got struck by lightning and, like, mushroom lightning or something. And, like, before, I was kind of indifferent. And then it was just, like, all of a sudden, like, this strong desire to have a kid. And it felt like, I don't know. Yeah, it felt like the universe was saying something, was speaking. So yeah, it was just like a, I don't know, delightful time of expansion and like, holy shit, like we're gonna do this. Like, imagining the future and just feeling real excited about this. And then kept thinking like, oh, we'll just have this doctor's appointment and then it'll be all over and good, and we'll get on with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Each doctor's appointment's like a little bit slightly heavier.
Yeah.
Than
the last one.
What we're hoping.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, know? And I feel like it's naively too. You know, like we're just kind of getting caught off guard. We're just kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know.
And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, something for me that I've been grappling with, feeling a little like maybe a little victim-y, and like sometimes it's hard to not feel like the universe is just like fucking with you.
Yeah.
You know, like picking up, like just being cruel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I feel like I was instilled with this great desire that felt so important and like serious and like I don't know, just this influx of, like, energy.
Yeah.
Came in. I don't know, as it felt, like, kind of meant to be in a way or something, like. And, it's like, why would life just, strike me with that, just to take it away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, I don't know, you know, maybe it hasn't. We're not. I guess if I'm future tripping, that's also future tripping. Like, all hope is not gone. Like, there's still a chance. And, like, hopefully that's not naive. But, like, I don't know. What else are you going to do? I feel like you just got to go. At least me, like, I feel better knowing I went 100% for the thing I wanted and failing than, like,
just acquiescing to, like,
like, chickening out early, or, like, however you want to put it, yeah. Like, not even trying because it's scary.
Yeah. And so, I guess that would be, like, you know, if others are listening to that, this, what is going 100% mean?
Mm. Yeah, what is going 100%?
Well, I think it's, like, what we were waking up with this morning and why I wanted to do this or whatever. I was kind of binging Joe Dispenza yesterday. They do these weekends and stuff, or they do these week-long trips, and they have, and they, there's miracles that happen. People's things go in remission, stuff disappears, somebody grew a colon back, you know, like, just bizarro things like that. I guess even prior to listening to Joe Dispenza too, I was kind of, my inner self, higher self or something, you know, it's just kind of keeps pulling me out of too much of a victim narrative, you know, and being like, there's got to be something more to this, you know. I'm not saying that I have, like, the cure to this or whatever, but I'm saying there's more to this, and this is not an end, but it's a beginning to something, you know. If I believe in love, and I believe in, maybe believe's the wrong word, but, like, if I have a somewhat innate trust in the universe, this is the absolute best time to be utilizing those mechanisms. You know, like, this is life stuff, and that's when you use your tools. So, you know, everybody always says, you know, like, get a second opinion or something, or, you know, like, with where I'm at, they said hysterectomy, or if you're wanting children, there's this thing called a trachelectomy. And the trachelectomy is also still just kind of, you know, has its, what's the word I'm looking for? Cautions? What's the word?
Risks,
thanks. But, I guess, like, what I was getting from the cumulative, like, notion over the past few days, because I got this information on, what day was it? Tuesday or something? My sister came into town to be with me while I was healing from the conization, a different a procedure. And thank God for that. It was just really lovely to be around people, you know, and be taken care of and stuff. And then I got this doctor's call, and then I was like, well, my sister was supposed to leave the next day, and I was like, I don't know if I can handle that. Like, I need somebody here with me, because Chris was out of town. And so she was able to stay a couple days longer. And there's just something interesting that happens in a person with a compromised nervous system, you know, which I think, you know, I do, and I think we all do to a degree, for sure. And I've been really working on that. Of late. Well, I've been having to work on that because of my anxiousness that's been coming up. The initial response is always like, okay, this is the information. I can handle that. That's okay. And then, like, it's just delayed response, you know? And days later, I'm just like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, and then it's a whole different story when, you know, you came home last night, and we went on a walk, and I felt like I was, like, walking next to you as if we were like on a first date or something. Like I was like, I feel like I don't know what to say to this person right now. You know? Did you feel that?
I could sense something.
Yeah.
But
I just felt so weird, you know? I was just like, what do I even say? You know, I'm like, I'm bummed out right now, like that this is what's going on. But we live in a polarized world, you know, where it's like there's good, there's bad, there's I don't know. But while I was digesting all the time, I think I was talking to Sam Preeti a few times, you know, and I was just like, you know what, I'm still allowing myself to believe in miracles, you know, to believe that I can, you know, because why not? Like, why not just add that into the list of variables, you know? This is one thing that one doctor is telling me, who I do like very much. He's a very sweet doctor. I've actually had a really good experience with him. But it's really making me, like, I realized that I wasn't really, all this stuff's happening to my body, and yet I'm not fully allowing myself to feel the thing around a baby, you know, and being like really owning that, like, this is something that I do actually want. There's like a fear around allowing myself to want what I want, or, and by want, I mean, I don't know. I have trouble with the word want because I feel like everybody in spirituality is telling me just to not say want, but to say I have, or to say, like,
no, it's honest,
what is rightfully
though.
Mine, you know, and like...
No, it's honest, though.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You have desires.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that desires are scary, you know, because I think there's something lodged in my nervous system that says, like, anytime you want something, it gets taken away, or it's just not what you pictured, and that you can't handle that, you know, and, I think that's something I've been learning a lot from Michael Singer whenever he's, like, talking about stuff, you know, where he's just like, you can't handle things. He's like, everybody's so sensitive. Something that you had said this morning that was really adding a lot to this journey and what I'm feeling along the lines of allowing myself to believe in miracles, that I can, like, maybe, who knows, maybe all these things I'm doing will shrink this thing. Maybe they got all this stuff in the conization, but they just didn't realize it, you know? Maybe the margin was just that, you know? Maybe there's a new procedure that we don't know about yet. But, to remember that perhaps, you know, if God is everything, that so is your desire. And maybe your desire is literally just the vehicle taking you towards something that is either that thing or something entirely different. Because what you said this morning was, you know, like, just the act of moving towards your desire. What did you say?
Yeah. What did I just say?
Did you just say it right now?
I might have. But just, maybe I didn't.
I don't
but
think so.
I think I was saying that for me in my life, like, it's been more important to really go for what I want and...
Oh, go 100%, you were saying. Yeah,
go 100% and fail at it than just always be wondering, you know.
But, I mean, I guess, you know, that's a subjective description to say fail, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess, you could, like, there is no failing, but if, like, the intended mark doesn't happen, something interesting happens from following.
Yeah, it's like,
following it.
You're believing in yourself, you know, or you're, like, stretching your capabilities, opening your experience, really, honestly, it's just living life, I guess.
Continuing to grow.
And it's also, yeah, and it's actively going against fear.
Fear, and actively going against fear, and yeah, it's creative versus entropic, I guess.
Yeah. And also, I feel like, I mean, even as we're talking about it then, you know, it's like, what this is doing as well, though, because it's going against fear, That is really helpful for dissipating any kind of return of anxiety, you know? Because it's, you're like, you just kind of go, I have a destination that's in mind, you know what I mean? And if that gets, and I surrender the outcome, you know?
Yeah.
I have a destination, I surrender the outcome. That's like every spiritual teaching, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Having that trust, having that faith, and allowing there to be something more than you can see. And so, I guess, like, with binging on Joe Dispenza yesterday, you know, the meditations are good. You know, like, they're good. They're very wonderful for ironing out monkey mind stuff, you know, like, just the worst-case scenario reels, you know, or the victim reels of, like, looping on a diagnosis or looping on the procedure. It just doesn't really do any benefit, you know, like, I don't have that thing scheduled, you know, I don't have that on the list yet, you know, I have to get a PET scan, I have to get, which is October 7th, you know, so I have, like, this timeline in that sense, and then once I have that, that's, like, then I can have a consultation with another, hospital that tells me what my options are, if I'm a candidate for A, B, and C or whatever. But basically, it's like, I feel like this, the reason I want to talk about it out loud, because I do think that it starts to ground things. And actually, that's something that my friend Steve helped me land, was it yesterday or the day before? He gave me a tarot reading and we were just talking about astrology. And he was like, I was saying my Mercury's in Taurus, and he was like, oh, so is mine. He's like, I like to think of it being that communication grounds you. So talking about it, talking about this stuff brings it more into, like, reality for me. And almost gives this kind of ethereal accountability. You know, it's like I'm putting it, these words into the air, and it just makes it a little bit more real. And gives me maybe some pointers for how to live my days, you know, instead of living my days with a frown, you know, I'm just kind of like, oh, like kind of Eeyore-ish, you know.
But yeah, sustained living there doesn't help anything.
No. No.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Joe Dispenza, he's not like the only.
Yeah.
He's just put it, like, in a nice, neat package.
And has, yeah,
a good scientific description, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, like, there's, everybody said, like, there's so many things, right? I mean, it's like, Joe Dispenza said it, Michael Singer said it, what's her name? Byron Katie said it.
Say what?
Just variations on a theme, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Where it's like the underlying thing is love.
Yeah,
and that it is essentially like this, you know, crazy thing that we all have touched before and feel, but ultimately you almost can't even describe it because it just is like a panacea. It like does everything, you know.
Yeah,
it does everything. It makes me think about, often I'm thinking about this always, like that one DMT trip I took, when it's like, I guess I didn't take enough or something, and it kind of leaves you in this middle hell realm, or you're like halfway taken up, you know, and not entirely experiencing the craziness of it, but I just had like these big beings that I couldn't see just yelling at me, you don't even know what love is. And so with my half, like, 3D mortal ears, I took it as the scariest thing I've ever heard, you know? But if I was able to go up the spiral a little bit and hear that through a different filter, it's like, actually, like, angelic beings, like, oh my god, you don't even know what love is. Just you wait.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you have no clue. Tassie, don't hit that wire, please.
Well, it's both, you know, No, extraordinary and ordinary.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's something that is always present, so it's hard. It can be easy to miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're looking for its, like, extraordinary packaging.
Yeah.
Or, like, expressions of it, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, I've spent over 20 years listening to stories of people with who've had miraculous healings and, like...
Why make yourself separate from it, you know?
Yeah, all the way back to, you know, Jesus has so mm-hmm. many, like, spontaneous healing stories. And, so, you know, so it's real. Like, these things happen, and, like, our current medical system is very, you know, materialistic, and it can't explain these things. It can't measure them. It doesn't know how it's happening, so it can't explain them. But it's also the authority of our culture and society. But it is limited in that way.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, the key is, like, yeah, just not, don't let fear determine your
mm-hmm.
medical decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very fear-based medical system.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they can't, you know, it's like they're not allowed to tell you anything like, hey, and also, remember, this is very common, and it's very treatable, and all those types of things. It's like they can't even say that because there's, like, liability, you know?
Yeah, the most human fucking thing.
To give you a little bit of comfort, you know, or something.
You can't legally say it. Isn't that, like...
It's bonkers.
Yeah, it's bonkers. You know, I think in the future, we're going to look back at this time the same way we look back at doctors from 500 years ago.
Yeah.
That were like...
Be like, oh my god, if only they knew that all you had to do was, like, say, love, 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 love in your head for 10 hours and you'd be healed.
I mean, it was just, like, within my parents' lifetime, doctors thought it was a good idea to, like, scramble your brains if you're too sexually active.
Wait, what?
That's what happened to like JFK's sister.
She was too sexually active, so they wet her brains?
They gave her a lobotomy.
Oh! Really?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Damn.
You never heard that
story? No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I guess she was, like, sneaking out of the convent where they...
She was a nun?
Stuck her. Well, not by... No, they just stuck her there because she was too wild.
Mm.
Anyways.
No, yeah. So, like, events like this, they also, like...
That's the same people that are giving me these grim, like...
Yeah.
These are your options.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you got a month until they take a look. It could be completely gone.
Yeah.
You know, why not give everything you've got to...
To that.
That.
Yeah.
You know, creating that
God, it's just like... Yeah, it's like... I have like 1,200 thoughts at once right now. I'm thinking like... When, wow, and then they all left at the same time too. oh, like when we first started this, we were talking to Sam Preeti about... I was like, girl, guess what? Chris and I said we want to have a baby. And she's like, oh my God! And, like, giving me all these, you know, lovely things to think about, you know, because she's a soulful doula. And, you know, they do things along the lines of... I'm actually not entirely sure what goes on, but, you know, in our conversations, just as friends, you know, she gave me inspiration to speak with, you know, my spirit baby, you know? Like, once that kind of conversation's been had... Some things are already initiated differently, you know? Things become very different very fast. like, hello. Like, what has just occurred? Everything has been so fucking weird and fast. And, like, so I remember Sampriti telling me, you know, she's like, you know, just rubbing the womb, you know, and asking, like, what do you need from me? What do I need to do? You know? And I remember at one point being in a shower before all any of this other stuff happened, and just, you know, kind of hearing a voice being like, I really need you to be you. I really need you to continue doing your art that's so important to me, you know? And just being like, oh, okay. And then everything else has been... I feel like everything I'm going through now is literally that spirit baby saying, like, being like, this is where you gotta clean up.
Mm.
You know? Because if I'm being honest, you know, about where I was at before, again, very superficial, you know? And I'm not beating myself up in that way, but I'm just seeing how much deeper I could be going with things, you know? Like, the amount that has changed just physically how I approach life is insane. And it's things that I've always wanted to do, you know? Like, just be more involved in a physical practice with my body on a more regular basis, you know, more in depth with my meditation, better diet, getting off the crutches of, like, the caffeine and, honestly, alcohol, too, you know? And being like, this is not... These things don't really help help you get to the places where you want to be, you know? Like, if you want to be an authentic person, authentically experiencing life, how much are you numbing through these experiences, you know? And so I've been, like, raw dogging it through this, like, fucking experience, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing... Well, actually, I've been raw dogging it, and I've also been taking exceptional care of myself, in the sense that, like, it took a lot for me to even think about going on an SSRI, you know, where I was just like, is that really unspiritual of me to go on an SSRI? Like, is that taking me away from my experience? And I was like, oh my god, that's my ego again. And my ego's coming in to be like, if you do that, it's really unspiritual. And I was like, oh no, actually, if I do that, that means I actually have to be present with what's occurring and not spiraling in my anxiety. This is another tool, you know, it's not going to be with me for the rest of my life, but it's helping this injured body, this, you know, psychically injured body, experience an experience from a place that's not incredibly dysregulated, you know? And so that's my little salute to SSRIs. Very helpful when needed. Give me that Z. it's been so helpful. And I guess it's also been and I have a therapist, you know? So I have a therapist now. He's been like a Zen practitioner for a long time. And like it was just a very lucky, you know, Medi-Cal drop, which feels unheard of. Like, so many people don't get, like, great therapists, you know what I mean? But this guy, like, I was just like, oh, I, like, looked him up. I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Like, this guy wrote this paper, did all these things. This is fantastic, you know? Like, somebody who's going to actually give me actionable things to do with anxiety. And all of that has literally been exactly my spiritual practice, which is, like, what is that sensation? Feel that sensation, where is it, and just stay with it and let it pass. And that's it, you know? And that's exactly like what Michael Singer is always talking about, right? Like, when the voice in the head comes up and says, bleh, you just kind of allow it to be there and let it pass. And it's like one of the most painful things of all time. But those are samskaras, and that's what we all have. That's why we are humans in form, you know? It's samskaras. It's what gives us, like, literal matter. Layers upon layers upon layers. Here we are, a human body. But, And it just does so much for getting you out of victim consciousness then, because we all have it. You know? All of us have stories. All of us do. And all of us can experience a liberation from those things multiple times throughout our life. Because there's always more to work on. There's always more to uncover. Yeah, that 55th gene key in my radiance, the shadow of victimization, gift of freedom. It's like it's nothing has been more clear than in my own experience than the past few months of being like, oh wow, the victim narrative really is a fucking prison of your own making. And it is your ego just protecting you from the uncertainties of life. And that's like just the main thing that I think everybody's dealing with right now is jacked up experience of uncertainty, you know?
Yeah.
And these practices of like sitting with that discomfort for as long as humanly possible until it dissipates is like your best work. It makes you so fucking strong.
Yeah.
So strong.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about that now, how like the 34th gene key is like the shadow of force and the gift of strength.
Yeah, it makes you strong. Not denying.
Not yeah.
Whatever pain arises.
The vulnerability.
It's like a muscle. And yeah, it can either atrophy through avoidance or get stronger through allowing.
Allow, accept, embrace, baby. Yeah. So I don't know, I guess there's a sense of devotion that you can bring to yourself. And when I'm saying you, I need to change those words to I. Something my therapist has been helping me with. My words are always like I communicate oddly, and
yeah, you do.
But it's just so like characteristic of somebody with avoidance and ambivalence and fear, you know. It's everybody else with me, right? But, and feeling words. Feeling words are really difficult for me to locate at times. Anyway,
You're getting better at it.
I am. I know. I'm practicing. My sister and I were talking about that. We're just like, the feeling words thing is so hard. Oh my god, Tazzy is so furry. What the fuck? That's so much.
Unleashed a freaking sweater on me. My god.
Rachel and I were saying that we both, at times have to pull up like the feelings chart on our phone. To be like, is this word I'm thinking of a feeling? Or is that an avoidance of the feeling? Oh, but man, like it feels scary, you know, to say I'm going to choose like more positive things to think about, you know? Because it makes the ego go nuts, being like, you're being irresponsible.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, looking at the data and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, actually, I have to talk to that ego and be like, we actually don't have all the data yet. And yeah. I am considering the data. It's like, it's this and that. All these things are existing simultaneously. Yeah. I'm like just allowing for other variables. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, these doctors, they are only looking at data. They're just looking at numbers. Like, you're just a number. And like an average,
yeah.
To them, you're not fucking Roxanne Starnick with your own,
yeah.
You know, your average 40 year old woman.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking Roxanne Starnick. So, what is that gonna look like? You think for me, like, what can I do? I guess like maybe just doing these like, meditations, you know?
Yeah.
And allowing myself to, I'm not gonna say fantasize, you know, but like
creatively envision
something that I would like, and holding it loosely, knowing that, you know, this is a desire that, you know, really the desire has a feeling, and I'm offering what I think that is up to the divine to be like, I think it's this, but like, you know better than I do.
Yeah.
What is this? You know?
Yeah.
And allowing that to have a return, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what, you tell me what it is I need.
Mm-hmm.
You purify me.
Mm-hmm.
Although, purify, that's that gene key.
Yeah.
We just found a praying mantis exoskeleton outside in a tree, and that's the 12th gene key. And the city is purity. Vanity is the shadow.
Shoot, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, what is it? Yeah, so what does it look like? Allowing myself to have envision, mood board my life, and then, and not attached to it, right? That's the.
Well, I think the more important thing with, like, manifesting stuff is just being able to tune into the vibe that you want.
Yeah.
Like, there's not really any actual stuff specific, like, stuff that anybody really wants. It's the feeling,
yeah,
they imagine they'll get when they have the stuff,
yeah,
they imagine they want.
Yeah.
And it's, you can kind of just cut to that,
mm-hmm,
to that vibe, you know?
Yeah. It's very helpful to have
the source of your source. You have the source of vibes within you.
Yeah.
You know, cultivating that feeling of life. Abundant life or whatever.
What's something that excites you about the possibility of having a child?
I think just that, just a abundant life. If I could. There's something about a kid that's just like this influx of energy. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. You're less like caught up in the bullshit of life. Like,
mm-hmm,
kids are, they're more immediate. Can kind of show, put in perspective, like what's superficial, like what's bullshit and what's real.
Yeah.
Kind of, as far as importance.
It's something that a lot of my friends say about having their children, is that it's like it really does a wonderful thing in taking you away from obsessing about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and like in the most beneficial, beautiful way possible, where it's just kind of like, why was I even worrying about that thing? Like,
yeah.
I got this miracle in front of me, you know?
Yeah.
This creative, weirdo miracle, you know?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess ultimately just love, an abundance of, yeah, love in the life,
mm-hmm,
which we can have with or without,
yeah,
a kid. And it's like, I don't know, I guess that's one way you could go about it too. It's like, best case scenario, cool. worst case scenario, also cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, say you have, say it does, we go through this, imagine, it doesn't work, they tell you you're not a good candidate for
trachelectomy,
and you have to get the hysterectomy.
Gulp, yeah.
Even if that happens, like,
we're creating,
it's still not that bad, like, we can still have the life we want.
Yeah, we're creating life right now, you know what I mean? Like, just in the sense of all of this, you know, like, I have to remember, like, even if I could, like, reverse my life back to me being, like, 25, or, like, honestly, anytime I was single, you know what I mean? To be, like, I would give anything to be in that drama right now.
Hmm.
You know? Because I just have longed for, you know, just creating life with somebody, you know? And so what does that mean? You know, like, we're doing that right now. We're creating life.
Mm-hmm.
We're living it, you know,
mm-hmm,
in a different, what do you call it, geometry than just with ourselves, you know? It's like,
mm-hmm,
we say, hey, you want to link up? new geometry, creating life. Mm-hmm. And even if it was, you know, somebody being single, we're all constantly creating something. But we also are experiencing life hitting our stuff, as Michael Singer says. Mm-hmm. And
hitting our traumas. Samskara.
Yeah. And that is also creating life, right? Because it's like helping us to grow and evolve, which is what this life is about. It's about evolution, you know? And like even just experiencing like my parents, you know, and how they are experiencing me going through this thing. And if I, you know, I think my mom's being too positive, which is funny, right? Because I want to be positive, and I think my dad's being too emotional.
They're both kind of avoiding.
No, I think they're just being themselves, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, they're not being, like, how I want them to be, you know? And I'm like, how is it that I even want them to be? You know, but it's just, like, those roles of being, like, you're mom, you're dad, you should be in these certain ways.
The parents you never had.
But I'm an evolution of them, you know what I mean? Only I can do that. Only I know how to be my own mommy in the most daddy way possible. and I can accept them for that and, like, super appreciate it, you know? To know that my dad is loving me and is, you know, sad at a distance. He's crying about this. Like, what the fuck? What a gift, you know? Yeah. And my mom is just constantly and consistently, like, filling me with dove, heart emoji, bow and arrow. Be at peace, my love.
Yeah, it could be worse.
I'll pray for grace upon you. Yeah, it could be so much fucking worse. Like, how cool is that? That I have people praying for me, you know? Oh my god, I didn't tell you. Rachel was on the plane. Such a cool story. Like, she's sitting next to, like, I think she said, was she 90 years old? 80 or 90 years old, this woman. Well, you just spit on me. It just gleeked right onto my hand.
That's awesome.
Can you not do that on command?
I can't do it on command. I know exactly.
But, sorry, so she sat next to this, like, 80 or 90-year-old woman named Mabel. And, Mabel was going to, she moved to LA at some point, I can't remember when. Did Rachel say she was a nurse? Fuck, sorry, I can't remember. But she was going to Cleveland to visit her sister. Hmm. And I guess she had some health issue go on, and it kind of, like, made her go, I should go visit my sister, you know? And I just loved that, like, little synchronicity, because Rachel was just leaving me in Los Angeles, you know, because she came here for a medical reason. And I guess they were going back home, and they were like, yeah, we're going to get my younger brother up from Florida to come hang out with us and stuff. And then I guess Rachel was talking to Mabel about stuff, and she said that Mabel's going to be praying for me every day. It was just, like, all these, like, random people praying for me. Like, even friends were saying, like, I told my mom to, you know, keep you in her thoughts. And I was just like, damn, what a network, you know?
Yeah, you got a bunch of people.
It's really fucking cool.
My mom put you in the healing circle at altar.
I mean, I feel it, man. You know, like, I could be fucking losing my shit right now, you know? And I do think that the power of people wishing the best on you is real, you know? So much so that I did send an email out to a bunch of my more spiritual friends, you know, and family, just saying, like, think of me at this time while I go into surgery, blah, 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 you know? And I felt great surgery day, you know? Yeah. Like, even coming out of it, I felt great. I felt great afterwards. I feel great now, you know? Like, So that is part of the infuriating part with the doctors, you know, where you're just kind of like, what? I feel so good, though. Like, why this bummer news, you know? But, I sent all those people another email, and I was just like, yo, if you want to be, like, on a prayer team or something like that for anybody that needs it, I would love to do that for anybody else that needs it, you know? Because, like, just knowing that people are kind of with you feels really good, because I think it's normal and easy to isolate when you're in a scary life moment, you know? And with those people, it's like, you don't have to say anything. You just say, hey, can you help me at this moment psychically? You know, and like, it's beautiful, you know? Weird. And I think it does a lot with vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, trust. Go with the flow. Don't resist. And like, yeah, pay attention to the, like, I feel like all this stuff sucks and it's not fun and it's not, like, there's been bummers, but I feel like all this stuff, if anything, has brought us closer together.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah.
Made it more authentic and, like...
It's more real, it's more mature, you know?
More real, mature, really seeing where the, like, I don't know, it's just what I'm committed to.
Yeah.
You know, like the depth of my love for you, I guess.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, that's been triggering as fuck for me too, you know? I had many, like, it's just so wild where anxiety will lead you, you know? And show you exactly where you were injured the most in your childhood, and mine was definitely in romantic relationship, you know, like, just the models that I had of it were pretty confusing, you know, are confusing, and, you know, experiencing things like divorce, it's like, it's so common, right? So I think we have such an ability to, like, overlook it. But kids are sensitive. Kids are so sensitive.
Yeah,
that, like, you know, I don't know what's right or wrong or regular when I'm 3-4 years old, but there's something, intrinsic, you know, or something like, what's the word? Instinctual in the body about, like, a mom and a dad, you know, in your life, right? And if it shows up in a way that's not, like, in that instinctual way, you get a little bit hurt,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all have that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has it, you know? And that's why, like, that's why attachment theory, like, slaps so hard for people, because they're just like, oh, yeah, I'm like that. It's like, everybody's avoidant, essentially, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if anybody's secure, they're lying. That's not true. That's, I mean, like, there might be, this might be real. But, yeah, there were, you know, like, anxiety brought me to fucking crazy places where thinking, like, I mean, just me think, like, I told you a bunch of times where I was just, like, that I'd be holding you back from something, you know, from experiencing life, or, like, you know, you don't have to be here, just trying to, like, resist support, trying to resist something that is, like, so solidly supporting me. And it was really hard to become vulnerable to that, you know? And it was also really sad to see that in myself. To see that in myself. You know, there's like a voice that goes off in my head every once in a while where I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Like, I try not to be like, shut the fuck up, brain! Instead be like, interesting brain. Interesting ego, interesting little Roxanne, you know, like, what can I do in this moment other than just, like, hug that individual, you know, and, like, be with it and be like, I know it feels scary, but guess what? This is love. And you've always wanted it, you know? I love you.
I love you.
Thanks for being so fucking strong. Yeah, I knew I needed to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
It does make it more solid.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, this is, I'm speaking out loud, this is my commitment to myself, you know? To say that I'm allowed to think and feel in a certain way. Instead of, like, being like, I have to be scared, I have to be cautious, I have to be guarded, I have to be this because this is the C word and it's scary, you know? It's like, I can be incredibly...
That's how it got in there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right?
That's how it got in there. It's kind of paradoxical.
Yeah. It is.
That, like, you have to love the scary thing. Like, always makes me think of this book I had when I was a kid, like monsters need hugs. Need hugs or something like that. It's like, yeah, all those monsters within yourself, like, they need love.
And it's like you could feel it in your heart, right? Like, it just, like, the anxiousness in there. And it's like, that's just exactly where you need to, like, pause and breathe into. And the instant your mind goes to solving it is just exactly where you fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay, too. I mean, it's like, that's just very human. You know, it's very,
yeah.
like...
Yeah, that's the programming.
Yeah, that's the programming.
Yeah.
But the awareness around it, wow. It takes a minute.
Yeah, and there's pain. Protect pain around it, protecting it from... But yeah, our whole culture is, like, set up against, like... I have my own opinions about, like, cancer, and, like, it's, like, something that you fight, like, fight cancer. You see bumper stickers that are, like, fuck cancer.
Yeah.
But if you put on to that, like, the cancer is a representation of, like, your wounded child... Like, that was one big revelation I had to... It was like, oh, what is this, like, nasty voice in here? And I thought I was kind of directing it towards, like, you know, the shit I don't want. It's protecting me from...
Yeah.
Something. Like, having this nasty voice in here, and you follow it, and it's like, oh, this... All that kind of energy is like an adult scolding its... baby for pooping its diaper when it's not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like there's all these places within you that are... that have that kind of dynamic, like, locked up and...
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it, like, I mean, again, I have a gratefulness, you know what I mean? It's bringing me to a place that I've always wanted to be. You know, like, more clarity with... things and not numbing myself as much. I don't know that, I mean, you'd like to think you can get there without having some diagnosis like this, you know, but I'm 40 and I haven't, you know? And, you know, it made me also, like, even when I was having discomfort from, like, other things, like, I mean, being as fucking vulnerable and honest as I am right now, like, thanking the BV, you know what I mean, for, like, getting me to, you know, go to the doctor and be like, yo, take care of this. And they're like, yo, abnormal cells. And being like, oh, fuck, you know? Thanking all these, like, body alarms, you know? To be like, hey, you've been pushing things down in a way. And when that's revealed to you, you're like, you want to keep pushing it down and being like, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course.
It's like that feeling of like a cold winter day and you're in your nice warm bed and having to, like, get out. It's like that times of having to get out of that bed. It's like that times a thousand. Or just, like, every little moment, like, just breathe through it. But it's so worth it.
It's growing up.
To expand.
Yeah.
And not just, most people just carry their baggage with them to the grave.
Yeah.
Without becoming lighter, and you just accumulate and get heavier and heavier. Yeah, these are the things that test you. Like, before, it's just theory, and now it's really being put into practice.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have another choice.
I don't, yeah.
Everything's a gift to that essential, like, growing the feeling that you want. Just the innate happiness.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you hear these things, you hear these stories about people, and from the outside it's just like, oh no, that's so horrible. And then it comes in closer to home and it's like, oh, well, what is actually horrible about this?
Like, yeah.
Okay, it's mostly the fear.
Yeah.
Of what, you know, like, okay, yeah, you had some pain from the surgery.
Hardly any, though, honestly.
But yeah, how bad was that, really?
It really wasn't bad.
And, like, versus, I don't know, this has just grown, it's kind of similar to how I imagine having a kid would change you, like, I don't know, it's just put me in touch with a deeper strength and just, like, orienting sort of compass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what's really important,
yeah.
And, like, what, I don't know, yeah, putting things in perspective. Also, my best friend has ALS, and, like, that's a fucking heavy...
That's so heavy.
...diagnosis, you know? Fuck, dude, you know? Yeah, life is gonna throw you curveballs, but it's... I just do trust, like, on the deepest level, that it's for your soul, that it's... It's to show you that you aren't this smaller, that you're not your ego. All this shit is to show you that you're not your ego. And stuff comes up and you either, like, react by hardening the ego, or you just let it fucking tear
through you.
Reprogram the ego as it sees fit. And
yeah. That's grace.
Keep going.
That purifying current that's just like...
And it's so counterintuitive, and it's so... I can't stress that enough, like, how much of our culture is just focused on avoiding that.
Yeah.
Like, even the people that seem like the most straight-laced authority figures are, like, devotees of this church of scientific materialism. Yeah, I mean, we're powerful fucking beings. Like, we're...
For better or worse.
Yeah, for better or worse. Anything's possible.
Thanks so much for listening to Pause Portal. Please look at the show notes if for any reason you need to get in contact with us. Have a good one.